An increase in stress-related issues is yet another byproduct of the continuing COVID-19 pandemic.
We know that the brain shrinks when there is extreme stress. We also know that stress can be a positive thing as well.
That's OSF psychotherapist Bernice Gordon-Young. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Friday, April 16th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A bipartisan group of lawmakers wants to streamline the processes for the application and renewal of firearms owner identification cards and concealed carry licenses. Tim Shelley explains.
Senate Bill 1165 and House Bill 745 would merge the FOID and CCL cards into a new card. The FOID would automatically be renewed when a CCL is renewed. Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly says the legislation would cut down the FOID application and renewal backlog.
We need to bring this system into the 21st century and ensure that we make it hard for the bad guys and simple and safe for the good guys.
More than 400,000 FOID applications were processed by the ISP in 2020. That's up more than 150% from 2017 levels. Democratic State Representative Jay Hoffman is a sponsor of the House bill.
What it would do is for the first time it would allow for the fingerprinting of individuals who choose to do so would have automatic renewal of the FOID cards if you have concealed carry or do the voluntary fingerprinting.
Republican State Representative Dan Calkins says the ISP has been, quote, severely handicapped by the backlog.
This is an opportunity for us in the General Assembly to do something positive, to help clear the backlog, to help make it easier, to make the process fairer for the citizens of Illinois.
If passed, the bills would take effect immediately. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois General Assembly is debating placing a 10-year term limit on legislative leaders like the Speaker of the House and Senate President. Democratic State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth of Peoria is a co-sponsor of that proposal. And a new report is calling for potentially higher energy bills to help keep two Illinois nuclear power plants in operation. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. April is Stress Awareness Month, and coping with COVID-19 has produced a great deal of stress for many of us over the past year. OSF healthcare psychotherapist Bernice Gordon-Young tells reporter Joe Deacon just how much she's seen stress issues increase during the pandemic.
I would say it's doubled, at least. And the biggest increase has been in children.
How so? What are we seeing with children and why are they experiencing increased stress?
Right. So with our children, they have the stress of trying to navigate remote learning, not being able to socialize with their peers, having the pressure of expectations from their parents, from the teachers, you know, and just family dynamics of what's going on at home or not being able to have an environment that is conducive to learning.
With adults, too, so much has happened over the past year that is very stressful. Stress has always been a concern, but what about the past year has made it worse?
Well, it's unprecedented. Pandemic fatigue is a real thing. Pandemic fatigue is something that we did not foresee. It has accumulated. We've been wearing masks for over a year. And just the pressure that adults are experiencing in terms of financial challenges, just that stress alone, which consists of work, family, school, finances, that on an average day can be challenging. But when you throw in losing your job, you throw in trying to accommodate additional supplies that are needed, just some basic functions have really thrown lots of people off in trying to maintain family status and their own, you know, sanity, if you will.
What kind of health issues or other problems can develop from elevated or excessive stress?
Heart disease, high blood pressure, insomnia, which can contribute to other factors. We know that the brain shrinks when there is extreme stress. We also know, because I want to note this, that stress can be a positive thing as well. Stress is that thing that makes you want to get up and go. It's the thing that makes you want to complete the task because there's a deadline attached to it or there's a consequence attached to it. We just can't overindulge or allow ourselves to overindulge in unnecessary stress.
So how can people recognize the difference between positive stress and stress that is problematic?
So positive stress would be, you know, let's just say you have work deadlines and you're using that energy, that adrenaline, that rush to complete that deadline, even when you don't feel like it, because there's a consequence attached to it. You don't want to always function that way, but it does help with completing tasks. A negative stressor, you know, are things that cause irritability. You're angry. You are not taking care of yourself. Feeling symptoms of depression, avoidance, withdrawal, eating too much, not eating enough, not taking care of yourself. Those are signs that you're experiencing negative stress.
What are some steps people can take to alleviate or minimize their negative stress? What recommendations would you offer?
I'd recommend eating well, sleeping well, doing things that are fun. You know, unplug and just, in the meantime, finding creative ways to relax, to meditate, and to ask for help. Like, that's huge. Asking for help when everything that you're trying isn't reducing your level of stress.
That's OSF's Bernice Gordon-Young talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear their full conversation, go to WCBU.org. And before we let you go, Niche Theater Arts is holding Little Mermaid auditions tonight and tomorrow. The Peoria Symphony Orchestra presents their virtual Whiskey from the Warehouse event with the music of Judy Page tonight at 7. And tomorrow morning, look out for a J. Draper glassblowing class, Peoria Art Guild's Lighting for Photography class, and a mural workshop with Big Picture Peoria. Masks and social distancing are required at each of these in-person events. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. You rely on WCBU and On Deck each day to be informed, and now we need to rely on you. Your financial support during the Spring Fund Drive provides the power we need to keep public media strong and pay for the news you need. Contribute now at WCBU.org, and thanks! Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.